Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway at 9:21. Maria Eckert is here. Most of the time, she is working diligently for TI Trust, and they're appreciative of that since they pay her. But every once in a while, she says, I can't be in today until 10. I have to be on the Mary Griffith Show to talk about her favorite charity, or at least one of her favorite charities, and that is the Teresa Adams Home. So welcome, Maria Eckert.
Thank you, Mary. It's good to be here today.
Teresa Adams Home is so fabulous, and we've talked about it numerous times on this show. And I've had to use a similar facility in St. Louis when a loved one was ill. I've had to use a similar facility in Chicago when a loved one was ill. So before we get into the fundraising event, which is going to be fabulous, let's talk about what Teresa Adams Home is.
Okay. It's a place where you can go to, it's there for people if you're having some kind of a medical procedure done. Maybe you're visiting somebody from a nursing home, or possibly you're here on a Chaddock visit or whatever. It's there for people to help, you know, extend their stays and help them out with cost and things like that. It's one of those things. It's almost like a hotel. This new house is just about like a hotel. I mean, it is gorgeous.
It's better than a hotel.
Yeah.
It used to be the hospitality house was what you called it. And
right.
It was still close to the hospital, but it was in an older building. It wasn't as handicap accessible. It had limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to generous donations, including from Teresa Adams' family,
yeah.
This brand new, all on one level, fully handicap accessible. And it really is. It's like
gorgeous.
A hotel. It's
gorgeous.
The open house was attended by, I think, 1,000 people.
Oh, at least.
And the thing about it is, if you've never been in there, you probably won't ever have a reason to go there.
Mm-hmm.
People in Quincy don't use it. It's for people who come here.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
so
the people that come here
like
love it.
It's kind of like saying, I don't know what it looks like inside the Microtel. I've never stayed there. You
right.
know, I live here. But it's an asset in our community that it's kind of one of those weird things. We're so glad it's here, even though we aren't necessarily the ones using it. However, if I ever get in the hospital and my brother comes to visit me and he can't, for some reason,
right.
there's no place to stay, he could stay there.
Exactly. Exactly.
And not that my brother would come and visit me, but we're just using this as a hypothetical. Maria, we're not.
Gotcha.
Maria's looking at me like, honey, that ain't ever going to happen, but keep on with your story. But it's so important to have a place.
It is. And it takes a lot off of the people that have the loved one in the hospital, or if there's something going on or whatever. You know, sometimes things come up that you don't expect. Most of the time when you're in the hospital, it's either things that have not been planned, it's an emergency, you're not planning on this, then all of a sudden you have this extra expense and stuff, and this is just one way to help out with that. It also works very well for people who have a planned. We have people that come in from out of town that's maybe doing treatments for something. It gives them a place to stay. They go to the hospital for their treatment. They come home. They come back to the house.
You said home, and that's exactly what it is.
It is
home away from home.
It really is, and the volunteers that are there are the nicest people in the world that help to run the house and keep it open. And we have volunteers there most of the day. I think they're there from like 8:00 in the morning to almost 8:00 at night. If it is in the middle of the night, the security, and you're in the hospital or whatever and you have to stay, the security of Blessing Hospital will be there and they will help get you set up and get you over there and take care of things and stuff. So it's just, I can't say enough how good it is for this community. But that being said, it does have expenses, and it does have things that we have to pay for and take care of and stuff, which is why we're having the fundraiser that we're having.
And it's the Bar Olympics. We just saw the Olympics in Paris, and this is kind of the decathlon of bar games. There are
That's
10
right.
bar
there are 10
games.
Of them.
One of them I don't think you can even say on WTAD radio.
Probably would be better if we don't,
and
but we can just kind of, you know.
You know, I thought pickleball was the worst name for a game, but that one's worse because you
yeah.
can't even say we're playing that game on the radio. But
right.
anyway,
right.
it's available, and those of you who frequent bars a lot know exactly what I'm talking about. I'd never heard of it till I was. So you've expanded my horizons. Maria,
oh, well, good. I'm glad to know.
You
I'm
have,
glad to know
I didn't even know
that.
There was such a game with such a vulgar name. But now I know, and I'm not good at it, but I love to play it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. But we are having it. It's going to be Saturday, September 28th. It starts about, the games themselves start about 12:30. You can, we have forms available if you want to register a team ahead of time. That would be awesome. If not, and you decide that weekend or a few days before, it's like, hey, this sounds like fun. Let's go spend a few hours doing this.
It's down at the dock, which is always fun.
It's down at the dock, which is great. You know, you're right by, you got the docks right there on the river. It's a beautiful place to have it as well.
I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not that the dock has moved, but the river now is silting in. So the dock really is, I don't think you could actually dock anything there, but...
But it's
moved
it's
inland.
The atmosphere.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you'd like to look over a shallow pool of 3 inches of water, you can still look over it. Just don't try to drive a boat there. Yeah,
yeah, you may not want
to. Yeah,
do
may
that.
Not want to try to do yeah. that. Although they are going to dredge this
right.
summer or next week, or so we'll be good.
Yeah.
But the dock is fun, so that there'll be food and there'll be drink, of course.
Right, and then we've got a 50-50 raffle, which is just something extra for the to help have the participants there. But yes, there will be food. We'll have pork burgers and chips, and there's always, like you said, anything that you would like to drink, you can have. I mean, it's there for you to purchase. But they start about 12:30. It usually takes about maybe 2.5, maybe 3 hours.
To
depends
complete
on how
all
fast
10,
you go
yeah,
through it.
To complete all
depends
10
on
events.
How much you know, if you do a game and then have a beverage, and
yeah.
you do another game or and have a beverage or whatever.
Kind of like a round of golf. If you shoot 72, it won't take you as long.
Well, right.
But there is bar golf or what? Ladder
yeah.
golf. Yeah.
Yes. And there's some that do that too. So, but one thing I do want to do is I want to thank. We have some sponsors that
yes,
have been
please
very,
do.
Very generous to help us with this, and we have four major sponsors who are basically a major sponsor for our five major sponsors that are basically a major sponsor for the entire year for all of our fundraisers. And that is TI Trust, Quincy Recycle, Emerald City Jewelers, First Bankers Trust, and Hallbrook Beverage Company. And we would really, really like to say a special thank you to these people for helping us out with these fundraisers. And then we also have game sponsors. So we got individual sponsors for each one of our games.
Well, that's good because I want to run down these games and then you can tell the sponsor. And if you want to briefly explain the strangeness of these bar games, please do if it's in within your capacity.
Some of them, I'm not real sure exactly how they go. It's
and the
just,
one you can't name.
And I won't say that one.
Yeah.
I won't
you can
say
tell
that.
Who the sponsor is, but you just can't say what the game is.
Right. So we've got, well, and the sponsors are just the sponsors are just, you know, they kind of pick and choose with the sponsors. So we haven't quite gotten that part all the way done. But some of our sponsors for our game sponsors are Home Bank, ServPro, Shelley Steinkamp with O'Brien Insurance. We have Gun Construction, State Street Bank, Kathy Anderson with Broughton Century 21, Craig Industries, Wood Stove and Fireplace Glass, and then we also have one that is a special friend of the Teresa Adams House, and they are sponsoring a game as well. So we do thank you guys from the bottom of our heart for doing this. We really do appreciate it all very well. And as Mary says, we do have the games, and I get to tell you what the games are, except for the one that I can't say on the air.
And now you're just going to have to go and be part of it to know what that game is.
Yeah. So we've got cornhole, we've got pool, we have darts, we have bottle strike, we've got quarter golf.
Now, what is quarter golf?
Well, it's like it's you toss a quarter, and I think it's one that's.
Is this new? Did I do this last year?
No.
Was I too drunk? Did I miss it?
I'm not real sure how some of these games go, Mary. I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not real sure
the
how some of these games go.
You don't have to know because the skill involved. Well, there is skill.
Sure
but you have
is.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people aren't going to be able to win at cornhole or bags, as
right.
some people call
well,
it.
Yeah, it's called bags. We call it cornhole, but it's bags. Yeah.
It's both.
It's both.
But it's anyway, whatever. You know, it's still fun whether you
oh,
win
absolutely.
Or not. And so quarter golf, whatever it is.
Right. And then we have washers, which, you know, you toss the washer into the thing. That's an old-time game. We have beer pong. And we have ladder golf.
Ladder golf is interesting. Can
it
you
is.
Explain
you go
that?
Tossing that thing, and it's you
like,
got these two... Oh, I don't know.
They're
taller.
Not golf balls, but
no,
they're
taller things. And then what you do is you have something that's like it's got like a weight on each end of it, and it's got a string in between it, and you toss it, and then you try to get it to wrap around
the ladder,
one of the ladders, and it looks really easy. It's not.
It's not. And you score based on how successful you are and what rung you hit. And,
exactly.
And there'll be somebody there to explain all this to you.
Right.
Although most of the time when I was playing ladder golf, they were running and getting my thing that I was throwing because I didn't even go anywhere near the ladder. So much like my real golf game, you could slice or hook and miss the whole shooting match. So, you know.
Right.
But I guess what I'm saying is my husband and I went last year. We had a ball. Did we play all 10 games? No, we probably didn't, you know.
And but that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. If you do play all 10 games, though, you can win a prize.
I mean, we have prizes for truly, first, second, and third place.
I mean, you can't be competitive and go there and win a prize. There's no problem with that. What I now am going to do and scope out more, you have these drawings on a regular basis. So talk about that, because that's where I made my mistake last year. Well, I didn't get right in. Tell me how that
works.
Well,
the only drawing we're having this year, we decided not to have the raffle drawings this year, to have the raffle prizes and stuff, but we are doing a 50-50 drawing. So if you're not any good at playing the games, you know, that's okay. You can get into the 50-50 drawing. You got just as good a chance as anybody else on winning the 50-50.
And even if you're not playing the games, you can sit out in the comfort there underneath the little tent or patio platform thing they have there.
And they've got the big area where they open up the garage doors.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really a really nice place.
I mean, they've got the regulation pool table. They've got the dart
games.
They've got all the stuff there. They've got the cornhole games and all that always set up. And then outside they've got some stuff, but you're always going to find a place in the
shade. And then there's also, and if you're on the inside, it's air-conditioned in part of it. So, mm-hmm. if, you know, whichever way you want to go. It's just a fun afternoon.
Whoever thought of this was really a genius, because it's all stuff that already exists, but just bringing it together with this decathlon of Olympic bar games.
Well,
is,
actually, I think,
you know,
it was Denise from down at the dock that helped us.
Okay,
with that.
Well, she's a smart woman.
She is.
The more people she drives to her local business, the better it is for her. And frankly, you know, the more money we raise for the Teresa Adams House, the better it is for all of us. Because again, as Maria and I have shared, we've had to use facilities like this.
I have.
Not here, but at other places. And so you will never know how much you will help somebody in their hour of need. When you get that call that your loved one is in the critical care unit at the hospital and you have to drive and get there, mm-hmm. the last thing you're worried about is, where am I going to spend the night?
Yeah, you're exactly
and,
right, Mary.
And, you know, it is so wonderful to have the loving staff at the hospital say to you, don't worry, we've got a place. So you can go get some rest, and you're only steps away, and we'll call you if anything happens, or you just take a nap and come back, you know. And it's very comforting to
it
know
is.
You're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get in your car and drive somewhere to
right.
get to the hospital. You don't have to worry about how much that hotel room is going to cost. Mm-hmm. Am I in town? I mean, can you imagine somebody who is in town and their loved one was sick during the Democratic National Convention? Good luck getting a hotel that night.
Oh, yeah.
So, you
You're
know,
right.
I mean, we really were prepared to sleep in the lobby of the hotel of the hospital if we had to. But thank God their staff was there to say, no, mm-hmm. we've got you covered. And again, it was a Teresa Adams House kind of thing.
It was.
What's your annual budget? It just must cost a fortune to run that place.
You know, that I'll be honest with you, Mary. I don't really know what the annual budget is for it and stuff. But I know they asked me and a committee that we've got if we would be willing to do some fundraising for them. So that's what we're doing. We're
Good.
Trying to. We do have a lot of people, even people who have stayed there or otherwise, and they're always accepting donations.
Sure. And a lot of people make a generous donation.
They are. There's,
it's not that they stayed there. I mean, they may have stayed there because it was their only alternative. And trust me, you know, they're willing to give you, you know, $250 if that's what they felt it was worth. Now that you don't have to, I mean, again,
No. There is a charge.
There's a fee.
Yeah, there's a fee. There's
$40
somebody's
got to do the laundry and change the bed.
But if that is a problem, there's also grants that can help with that.
We don't do a wallet biopsy. Is that what they call when you go in and you're in need like that? They don't find out up front.
No.
They just take you in, and that's what makes it. Talk a little bit about Teresa Adams and, you know, why it was so important and why this house is named for her.
Well, you know, Teresa was a very, very loving and kind person, and she was very compassionate for people, and she always her Teresa was the ultimate word for hospitality. That meant the world to her. And so when Teresa was back in 2007, Teresa was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. And I know they said she fought it for like 12 years and stuff. And during that whole time, she was very, you never heard her complain. You never heard, you know, and I'm telling you this from people who knew her and have told me this. Unfortunately, I did not know Teresa myself. But from what I understand, I really wish I would have gotten to meet her and to know her. Because she's a very compassionate and very loving person.
What she stands for stands now in that permanent facility.
Exactly. And
it's
that's
like
why,
the embodiment
and that's
of
why
her.
They called it the Teresa Adams mm-hmm. House, because it's just what Teresa was. And so we are so very thankful to the family for allowing us to be able to do this. We really, really appreciate it, and hopefully this will be a good legacy for her.
Okay. Once again, the Bar Olympics to benefit the Teresa Adams Home is, give me the time, date, everything again.
It is September 28th. It's down at the dock. Registration, you can register anytime. We have registration forms that are online. You can even go on online. We have one of these lovely little QR codes that you can register online with QR code. But it starts, the games themselves will start about 12:30. So if you just show up, if you're not sure, and you just show up maybe... Shoot, you can show up 12:30 if you want to and register and get in then if you want. But if you want to register ahead of time, that would be great, so we have an idea of how many teams are going to be there.
And they'll get priority then.
Oh, yeah.
Like a tee time start.
Right.
And if you register and say, no, we're not going to get there till 2, then they'll...
Well, you can start at 2.
Yeah, you can start at 2. Yeah, you don't have to start. You can start any time you want.
Right.
You can start at any position you want.
Right. And you can, and then you end up, you know, it usually depends on how fast you want to do it. You can get through in an hour. You can get through in a couple. It depends on how you want to spend your day. So we're hoping you come and spend the afternoon with us and stuff and be there
it's
with
fun.
Us and enjoy themselves.
And the food is great.
The food is wonderful. The food, we have pork burgers and potato chips and stuff that we're going to have. And it's just a very nominal fee to buy a sandwich. Because I figure, you know, you got to have a little
food.
Bit of food.
Picnic food, yeah.
Yeah, it's picnic food, so you got to have a little bit of that, too. So we just hope everybody comes out. And even if you're not wanting to play the golf, come on down and join us. It's a great afternoon. You have wonderful company. So come on down and join us.
Come down and watch people play ladder golf.
Yeah.
Because very few people are good at it.
Yeah.
But that's the fun of watching it.
That's right.
And
that's
then,
the fun
of course,
of it.
You think you could do better, and you get up there, you can't do any better. But September 28th, it's a fun day, no matter what happens at the
dock.
Right. And it goes to a great cause. Maria Eckert, thank you so much for everything
you
do.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you again before the event. And we're looking forward to that. We've got to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening there, and then we'll be back to talk about a film festival and older people learning things new. Gosh, we got lots today on the Mary Griffith Show. It's 9:39. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Mike Marks is here, and whenever he comes, he's always got great stories to tell about Hollywood, and he's here for the Fall Con Great River Film Fest, and so I'm going to let him tell us all about that and who some of the big names are that we'll all recognize that are coming. So welcome, Mike Marks, to the Mary Griffith
Show. Thank you, Mary. Yes, we have a good show, I think, this year. We have Rebecca Holden from Knight Rider. We have Bernadette Stanis from Good Times, who played Thelma.
Yep, Thelma.
Shar Jackson from Moesha. She played Niecy. We got Max Gale from Barney Miller. I'm sure everybody remembers him as Wojo. Peter Shireko from Tombstone. Thomas F. Duffy from The Lost World, Jurassic Park, played the paleontologist that gets killed.
Unfortunately. That happened to a lot of people in that film.
That's right. And we have Mark Donovan from Shaun of the Dead. So I think there's a good variety.
It's
for
a wide variety.
Different people, different genres to come up, see the movies we're showing.
Well, let's talk. Where are these movies? How can we get tickets? What's going to happen here?
We're at the Oakley Lindsay Center, and we open at 10 o'clock, and we have films running all day long.
Friday?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Friday, Sat, Sun, Mon?
Beg your pardon?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
No, just Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Today.
Today.
Friday,
starting
Saturday.
Today.
Okay. So it's happening as we speak almost.
Right.
Okay.
Getting ready to, anyway.
Getting ready to. You've got, don't wait for Mike Marks to start. He can't get there till 10:01.
They won't wait on me. They'll keep going.
So we go and we see these different movies and we get to meet some of these great celebrities, and it's kind of a trip down memory lane. And what's the cost to go to something like this?
Today is a bargain day. It's $5 day.
Wow.
So,
all from 10 o'clock in the morning till when do you end at night?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So a full day of activities for just $5.
Can't beat that,
you can
cannot
you? Cannot beat that. And then what is it on Friday and Saturday?
Well, usually it's $20 a day. We have 4 days for $35.
Buying a pass is definitely the best way to go. And you could do that right at the door when you
right
go over there
the
today?
Right at the door, yeah.
Okay, and how do we get a rundown of, you know, like when movies, what movies are showing when and when the celebrities will be there?
I kind of did it on themes. Today is exotic day. Like we got Cleopatra's daughter, we got Sudan, and tomorrow we have swashbuckling day with like Son of Monte Cristo and Three Musketeers and stuff like that. Saturday is Western and Cereal Day.
Your favorite day, I bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely, of course.
And then Sunday is kind of a mix-up of everything.
And this is really a smash-up because FallCon is also going on. So obviously you're very familiar with the film festival aspect of it. How does FallCon work into this?
Well, FallCon is like a different side. They have things for children and they have gaming going on. I mean, not gambling, but
right.
games to play. And
like the Dungeons and Dragons type games,
right,
in other words,
right.
that genre of imagination play.
That's it.
Okay, and costume playing, and people who like to take on personas
like
in these games.
Cosplay.
Yeah,
That type of stuff.
Yeah, so if you want to be like a Wonder Woman type character, you can create that in this game. And okay, so
right.
it's fantastic. So we can just get tickets at the door at the Oakley Lindsay Center. It's 10 to 6 today.
Every day.
Every day, 10 to 6 every single day. Today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Taking Monday off, Labor Day, why not?
Everybody and heads back home on Monday.
Everybody heads back home, and all these great stars will be here. And is there a web page where we can go and, you know, get the exact rundown of when who's appearing when?
FallCon has a page on Facebook, and so does the Great River Film Festival.
Okay, Great River Film Festival. Go to their Facebook page. Check them out. Mike Marks, who... how many years did you spend in Hollywood being an agent and working?
30.
30 years. He can tell some stories, folks. And maybe next year I'll cook up with him earlier and we'll have you on for the whole hour and we'll tell more stories.
Well, that sounds great.
But for now, you can talk to him over at the Oakley Lindsay Center. He's always willing to tell a story.
You bet.
All you got to do is buy a ticket to get in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're
going to
talk
you.
About POLIS, Pursuit of Learning in Society, in just a moment. We'll be right back. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Paula Bristol, who I've known for a very long time, and now just realized that somebody taught her to cuss when she was a little girl.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine, but your microphone wasn't on yet.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Paula, sit down. Be a lady, as I know you always are. Don't fall off that chair, though.
Oh.
That chair rolls. I know. It's
not for old people.
I know. Feel my pain every day when I come to work. Okay. Folks, don't try this at home. We're professionals. absolutely. Oh, we're having some fun here now today on the Mary Griffith Show. Paula Bristol is one of the many volunteers that makes POLIS, Pursuit of Learning in Society, popular and possible. It is sponsored every year by Quincy University, and they're having their big registration. Now, if you miss registration on September 4th, which is next Wednesday, don't freak out. You can kind of register at any of the events. But it really helps them to plan if they kind of know what they're class enrollment is. You know, don't just show up the first day of science class and say, oh, did I need a test tube? Yes, you should have pre-registered. So it's from 1 to 4 next Wednesday, September 4th. It's at the North Campus of QU, which is at 18th and Seminary Road. Usually you go in on the, is that the east exposure where you walk in?
Yeah, you can go in anywhere, but for the registration, we're in the front lobby.
Okay, so that very front lobby of that east exposure, that's the best place to go. Explain what POLIS is.
It stands for Pursuit of Learning in Society. And for those of us who love learning and are a little older, this is a wonderful opportunity to learn things that we didn't learn in school or we didn't care about in school.
Or we learned, yeah. But we didn't pay attention, so we didn't.
And it covers, history, literature, science this year, philosophy, psychology. We've got 22 classes this semester, which is the biggest semester that we've had. We have local people doing it. Our own Iris Nelson is doing one on Lincoln, and he had a nervous breakdown apparently when he was here in Quincy for the debate, and she's going to tell us about that because I didn't know about that.
I think he had to take the rum treatment or something.
Yeah, yes.
They put him over.
Yeah.
They put him over a hot pot of rum.
There you
and
go.
Made him sweat himself out because the evil spirits were inside him or something. Iris will tell it better than I did. I may not even have it right, but you take these local people. A lot of them are college professors or could be college professors. You know, Iris certainly knows more about history than probably most PhDs. So you take these local people that have this expertise in their field. And they just teach to an older crowd. There's no age limit, really. But if you're older, you know, I don't want to take a test. I want to learn about ancient history, but I'm not going to enroll at QU and then be tested three times and get a letter grade. Forget that. But I'm going to come, and because I'm picking only the classes I'm interested in, I'm actually interested. I'm not sitting there planning my Friday night date, or like tonight at the University of Illinois, I wouldn't have to go to class today because I'd be too busy getting my outfit ready tonight for the football game. I can't be bothered with chemistry. So it's just a nice event because everybody there wants to learn. Everybody there is interested. And the teachers get a break from, will this be on the test?
It's only 2 hours with coffee and cookies in between, you know, so you can stand about anything for 2 hours, but, you know, but we love it, you know. We're talking this year when it comes to presidential immunity, and we know that is a big topic, and Jim Palmer, an attorney here in town, is a constitutional wizard, so he's going to talk about that. We're talking about the presidents, what it's like when they actually run for the presidency. You know, there's stuff about the American Civil War and the role of women, and, you know, what did women in Quincy do during the Civil War, and what kind of hospitalization and stuff. World War II, we talk about the POW experiences kind of around the world during the war. We have Mr. Hodel, Dr. Hodel, who's known and loved from Culver Stockton, and he's going to be talking about Jerusalem. And, of course, that's a big topic of the news, and why is it still important, and what does that mean?
That takes so much that there's actually three sessions. Now, you don't have to go to all three, but November 7th, November 14th, and November 21st.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, again, some of these topics are, well, I mean, it's like taking a college course.
Yeah.
It's that level of information, but again, you don't have to worry about
and the teachers come prepared. We've got slides if they want to use them. We've talked a lot in this country about slavery and what was it like. And this course is going to talk about slavery in other parts of the world, you know, not just what happened here in this country. And kind of new to this year, we've got a science course, which is on the Fermi Lab, which has gotten some publicity lately. It's one of the largest in the country up there around Chicago. That's a particle something. I'm not a
particle
science.
Accelerator.
That's it. Yeah. If you want your
particles accelerated. This morning we learned that according to the TSA, peanut butter is a liquid. And somebody wrote back on the TSA website and said, no, it is a not, oh, God, I can't remember it now. It's a non-Euclidean fluid. So now yeah. Paula Bristol. If you go down to Winking Market, don't order a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. get a non-Euclidean fluid and jelly sandwich.
And if you want to learn about what particles
and
are
Frank,
in it.
Frank
you know.
Winky will tell you to get out of his shop and never come back again. But maybe next year, if you have your non-Euclidean fluid sandwich, you could give a talk on it next year, Paula.
I think I'll pass on
that. How delightful peanut butter can be.
We've got several in literature this year. Those of you who know Dr. Mandami Maynal is doing one on the Hindus that she has done before, Indian epic. We're doing one on the Fall of Eve and a couple on Shakespeare. So there's different things. New to this year is some psychology, which I think some people find fascinating. One is on the story you tell yourself and how that affects yourself, your narrative identity. And one is how to improve your creative thinking. And then one is looking, what do you do to be positive? And sometimes, whether it's politics or climate or family issues, we have to work at being positive. And this is mental resiliency.
That's great.
So there is, we cover about all different topics every semester. It's only $15 to pay for the whole semester that entitles you to go to any of the classes.
Now, there is an extra fee for each class.
Only $5
so
per class.
So, $15 is your registration. And that gets you enrolled. And then you choose from the 22 classes if you want to go to all 22. Or if you just want to go to a few, it doesn't matter. One of the highlights, though, and this always sells out real quick. We've only got a minute left. The bus trip this year is to St. Louis to see Ragtime at Stages Theater and then to go to a French cafe. And this is going to be on October 9th. And again, these bus trips always
fill up.
They fill up because they're the number one reason a lot of people like to go. So again, the registration is September 4th from 1 to 4, QU's North Campus, 18th and Seminary Road, just walk in on the east side there, the big Our Lady of Angels, old Our Lady of Angels entrance. Paula Bristol and others will be there to help you register from 1 to 4. $15, you put it down, they put you on the roster. You can sign up for your classes then, or you can just come that day and pay. It doesn't matter, but if you want to be on the bus trip, I would sign up that day.
Yeah, that will fill up
very quickly.
Let's go see Ragtime from the 1920s.
Thank you so much,
Paula, for coming by. What a delight.
Okay, we'll see you again. Hopefully not a whole year from now, but we'll see you again soon.
No, we'll come back and maybe in the middle of the semester and see how it's
going. Okay, thank you so much. Don't fall off the chair. She almost did, folks. I know. I need a bar stool. Paula, I don't want to talk about how many times you've fallen off a bar stool. We won't go there. Thank you.
I have stories about you.
Your microphone's off.